It's great to have you here again today as we conclude our series, God is Our Confidence. I did this at the end of our discussion, God is Our Rest, and it seemed to resonate with you. So today, let's take a practical look at this matter of confidence. And remember at the outset that I have a very specific way to define confidence. It's this. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. Over the last couple of weeks, I have attempted to pass along to you what I have learned in the scriptures about what real, genuine, and lasting confidence looks like in the lives of Christian people. I want to define confidence the way the Bible does. You and I are living in a time in which many people lack confidence, but the way they try to increase their confidence is futile because it really amounts to feeding their pride. I am troubled by how even preachers fall into the devil's trap of trying to help people to be more confident by feeding them the lie that, oh, if you will just attend this conference or buy my DVD and book series, if you will try this and that and do what I did, then your confidence will soar high as eagles fly. Really? I am very skeptical of this approach, and this, God is not self-help radio. The way to be a confident person is to find your confidence in Christ. That's it. There's nothing magical about it, and you do not need to spend any more money than what it costs you to get a Bible, which is not very much these days. In fact, if you want a Bible but do not have one, and you're a bit unsure about navigating the Bible online or an app, just write to me today and I'll send you a good Bible free of charge. The Bible is yours today, free of charge, if you want one. I will be happy to do this for you. My email address, to be repeated later, is mark@markaswallow.com. But what do I do when I get that Bible? You open to one of the Gospels and start reading. You can start in Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, or Mark, or Luke, or John. I recommend Mark or Luke myself, but you can begin with anyone. Read the life of Christ. In particular, focus on his engagement with the disciples. Believe what you are reading and apply it to your own life. I've tried to model this approach for you in our time together, and I'm willing to go so far as to make you a guarantee. If you'll read sincerely and with attention to the text, and if you will pray and ask God to make you a more confident person as you read, and I mean simple prayers, even short prayers, but genuine prayers, then God will answer you and build a confidence within you that will catch even you by surprise. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will minister to you in a way that no one else can, and deep down into the depth of your soul where none of the rest of us can reach. And God will transform you into the person that He wants you to be, granting you confidence to do what He has called you to do. To read the Word of God, to meditate on it and pray about it, this is the key to being confident. Remember 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5? I'll read that for us now. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5 says, "Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God." Did you get that? Our adequacy is not from ourselves. Our adequacy is from God. And so to feel that you have adequate confidence, you've got to receive it from God. And how do you do that? Read the Bible. Because it is through the Word of God that God speaks. Really, it is. Now you might say, but I don't have time. Or every time I try to read the Bible, I get distracted, bored. Well, of course you have time. We all have the time. The question is, are we willing to use the time that we have to read and think on and to discuss the Bible? You can run this little experiment this weekend. Add up the time you spend on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, in just a morning, afternoon, or evening, and then ask yourself this: what if I replaced that time with Bible reading time? Now, how much time do you have? Or you get distracted and bored? Well, try shutting your phone off. Not silent, OFF. Put it in another room. Come to your reading of, let's say, the book of Luke. Read the life of Christ and ask, pray, how does this apply to me? Read for at least 15 minutes before you give up or get up to do something else. See how transformative this can be for you. I'm telling you, a majority of you Christians lack confidence because you're not giving time to the most important relationship in your life, Christ. Confidence is reliance on Jesus. So get to Jesus ASAP. Lean on Him, nurture relationship with Him, and yes, do this in the Word of God, the Bible. And yes, this takes time. You cannot rush through your time with Christ and expect to be more confident. Give concentrated time to Him. Now let me show you the connection between what I've just described, time in the Word of God, listening to and learning from Jesus, and how this will increase your confidence in practical ways. In terms of confidence, one of the most significant ways that most people want to improve their confidence is in how to talk to other people. Sometimes, when I visit with someone who is low in confidence, they will ask about just feeling better and talking one-on-one with someone else. For example, this arises in the context of evangelism. That is, how can I talk about Christ and who He is? How can I invite someone else to follow Jesus more boldly? Or a young man who is single but would like to date and marry will ask, how can I present myself to young women in a more confident manner? Or a single woman will ask how she can learn to be less nervous and more confident when she's asked out on a date, or even to get that date in the first place. And then, how to be confident when she is out for dinner with the guy. These are all good and practical questions. And then, of course, there is this matter of giving a presentation or a speech in front of a larger group of people. This scares a lot of you to death, but you still have to do it. Maybe you give presentations as part of your job. Perhaps you have a wedding this summer and you're the best man who has to give a speech. It could be that you're a student and there will be some opportunities for you to speak in front of your professor and fellow students when class resumes in a few weeks. Whatever the case may be, how can you be confident in your speech, in your presentation, and confident in yourself? Here's what you do. You apply what we've been learning together from the life of Christ in the lives of Peter and John, and you apply what the Holy Spirit draws your attention to out of your own reading of the Bible. Then, bring that right into talking to others in evangelism, dating, socializing, and giving a public presentation. Now, you might say, I don't know, Mark. That sounds a little weird. I prefer to keep God sort of over here. And my work life, certainly my dating life, time out with friends kind of over there. Ah, but Christ is King. Christ is your master and Lord. He dominates every aspect of our lives. He sees all and knows all. And so why not acknowledge His presence is always with you and rely on His presence all the time? So before you go out with a family member for whom you would like to invite to follow Jesus, pray. Pray before you give the invitation. Pray driving over to their home or to the venue where you will meet him or her. Excuse yourself to the restroom halfway through the discussion about weather and sports and Labor Day weekend plans. Go into the bathroom and pray, Lord, I'm here to talk about you, not this meaningless stuff. Please give me the confidence to do so. Please give me your boldness. And then walk back to the table and open up your mouth and let the Holy Spirit speak through you. Or you finally have a date, do you? You're a nervous wreck, checking yourself in the mirror 100 times, hearing those old voices of discontent in your mind and heart. You're worthless. Look at you. You're ugly. Who's going to ever love you? This guy's going to reject you like the rest. This woman is out of your league, man. You know those voices, don't you? You've been bowing down to self-doubt a long time. But this time, you've been spending a lot of focused time reading about Jesus' ministry with the disciples, and you've heard Jesus say to you that He loves you, that the Spirit of God is living in you, and that He, Jesus, has promised to be with you everywhere you go. And so as you hear the voice of Jesus calling to you loud and clear, you find that His volume supersedes that of the others. You've even memorized some Bible verses to give you confidence as you go out the door to meet your date. Now you got it. This woman, this man might still not be the right mate for you, but it won't be because you lack confidence. You look that person square in the eye. You talk about your life in secure tones. You are bold and beautiful, handsome. I told you I'd be practical today. Try this. Engage Jesus in your pursuit of marriage. Let him build into your life the confidence that you need to date well. And then there's that looming speech. You ask, are you actually going to say that I should involve Jesus in the speech? Yes, I am. You can begin by asking Jesus in prayer, what should I say? Yes, even if the presentation is for work. You can read the speeches and sermons given in the Bible, like Peter's in Acts chapter 2. What can you learn from how the disciples spoke to large groups in their ministry with Jesus and after Jesus ascended into heaven? Pray to Jesus on your way to the venue where the speech will be given. Take a moment in a hallway or a restroom again before the presentation starts to ask Jesus to make you confident. Involve Jesus in this endeavor. Try this. I believe this advice will be very helpful to you, and I am cheering you on. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. Rely on him in everything and everywhere. Well, I trust this will give you something to do this weekend. Practice what we're learning together. And if you want to talk about this, write to me. My email address again is mark@markaswallow.com. I check my messages often, and I promise that I'll respond to you in an acceptable period of time. I'll keep what you say confidential, and I will begin praying for you by name in my times of private prayer. And then I hope that you will join me again on Monday as we continue to learn who God is.